What up? It's your boy Triggs, man. God body, you little bitch. And check this out, dog. I gotta talk to y'all about this Tekashi shit again. I gotta talk to you about this goddamn YMW Melly. Really, I mostly wanna talk about the YMW Melly, man. Nah, they trying to paint YMW Melly as a goddamn serial killer. They're trying to make him out to be a goddamn serial killer. Now they're trying to say, they say he killed his best friends, two of them, YNW Psych Chaser, and YNW Psych Chaser, and YNW Juvie. Now they're trying to say he killed the goddamn cop. Like, what the fuck? They trying to make YMW out of, to be a goddamn modern Michael Myers. Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. First of all, y'all, I don't think this dude killed them two boys. And guess how they try to play it? They say he staged a drive-by shooting. Cause at first they said that's how they died, drive-by shooting. They trying to say he shot these boys. They trying to say if it was a drive-by shooting, from what an angle said, the niggas wouldn't have got hit from left to right. They would have got hit from right to left. I don't know nothing about all that shit. I don't know where the fuck the car was at. I'm like, who does determine who the fuck where they want to shoot at? I don't know. They say they got forensic evidence on that shit. What I'm thinking is they got into some shit. Them niggas got killed. And they going to charge him for the body. That's how the shit go. If y'all go do a crime together, if your homies die, you get charged for the murder. That's just how it worked. But I don't know. Just think about it, man. YMW Melly been hanging with Juvie and Sack since, what he say, since he was 8 years old, some shit like that. Come on, man. And 4 days before they died, they just shot the documentary. Them niggas were too close, man. Them niggas in every video he made. And for them to say he did that shit, that is crazy. Let me light this. This shit going out. Yeah, though. Like, check me out. I can do my niggas like that. Could you do your niggas like that? Can you do your friends like that? Your best friends? I don't care what it is. Just to whack them, though. And who just killed two niggas at the same time, though? That's what I'm saying. I think they wouldn't have had a drive-by shooting. And shit, they died on the mission. That's just what I believe. Cause I did see a video where this white car was bussing. And I think it's them that was bussing. And they pulled the fuck off. It looked like they was the one doing the drive-by. So, I don't know. That shit just sounds crazy to me. Then they come up with the goddamn story that YNW Melly killed a police officer. What type of nigga is this? Is he really this crazy? Like, is he really this crazy? I don't understand that shit, man. I don't think a nigga can be that crazy. Not a nigga like that. Not YMW Melly. That's the nigga that said, I wanna turn up some more. Come on, that. I don't know. At the same time, that's the same nigga that said, murder on my mind. So, I don't fucking know, man. I don't fuck. Hey. What, Tax though? I'm befuddled. Shout out to Tax, man. I'm befuddled right here. Because if he did that, that's a psychotic person. If he did that, he real psychotic. Skits. The devil. He's the devil. If he did that shit. I don't think he's such a buffoon that he'll do something like that. Because only a buffoon would do some shit like that. They said this man shot these boys and rolled around in the car with his other homeboy for hours trying to figure out how they gonna put this lie together. And they still got it wrong, if this true. If this true, they still got it wrong. Then what's crazy in the video, I seen this dude pull this dude out this car. You just are crazy, man. But when I first heard them dudes die, when I first heard that the dudes died, I'm like, how the fuck did Melly escape that? That was my first thought. I'm like, why them? Like, he the one popping. They always be together. Why they get murdered and he didn't? And why the fuck was they just sitting in the car? That's all the shit I thought before I heard all this other shit. Like, this shit real disturbing, man. Ooh-wee. That good gas, baby. I'm gonna smoke tonight. That's the new shit. I'm like, hey, when motherfuckers cough, you just bust out with that. Good gas, baby. I'm gonna smoke tonight. That's my shit. But yeah, though. Hey, I just hope all the evidence and all that shit come out so I can know what the fuck type of person we dealing with here. Cause right now it sounds like YNW Melly is a nutcase. But, hey, I fuck with his music tough. As a musician and an artist, he cool with me. I don't know him as a person. I don't know the details of this shit. I don't know the facts of this case. So right now I'm still fucking with Melly, so free Melly, fuck who don't like it. What I was about to say about that Tekashi shit. Oh yeah, moving on to Tekashi. It really ain't about Tekashi, it's more about Shotty. And as I look into this case, everybody's talking about Tekashi this, Tekashi that. I think Shotty gonna be the snitch. Yeah, I said it. I think Shotty gonna be the snitch. And why do I say I think Tekashi gonna be the why I keep saying Tekashi? I think Shotty gonna be a snitch. Because Shotty is up there in age. You gotta remember that. Shotty was up there in age. Shotty ain't really got no bread like that. You gotta think, when Shotty was arrested, Shotty had $60,000 in his fucking bank account. I know people that work at AMC Homes down there bring that home a year. Shotty had $60,000 in his bank account. This same nigga talking about he was the new Death Row. How is you the new Death Row with $60,000? You's a buffoon. You probably owe half of that in child support. 60 bands, you the new Death Row, my ass. Fuck you talking about, Shotty. Yeah. So I think he gonna snitch. Cause he afraid to die. He gonna die in prison. That's what the story gonna read. Shotty dies in prison. Because he old as fuck. The minimum of this fucking case is 40-something years. So, if you... Shotty gotta be 40-plus. Shotty is 40-plus. Old motherfucker. So, 40-plus, 43. That's 83. Come on, man. Shotty gonna snitch. He ain't about to scream. Keep screaming that Treyway shit. Don't let him fool y'all. Shotty own the bitch and Shotty about to snitch. And if he don't snitch, I think Tekashi gonna put a bag on his head. Tekashi ain't letting that kidnapping shit slide. That shit is not gonna slide. You gotta understand, man. When Tekashi get out, he's still gonna be Tekashi, no matter what. It's a snitch in every neighborhood walking around right now and ain't nobody doing nothing to him. So I don't want to hear about he a rat, they gonna get him. No, they are not. Excuse me about the kids. But no, they not. A motherfucker, motherfucker been saying 50 Cent been snitching forever. What the fuck? He still run around here like Big Boss. They had paperwork on 50. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. That shit means nothing. Alpo just got home. He just cooling. Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross. Yeah, he told on the police, but he told. What the fuck? Y'all all was in together. Do that really make it right that he told on the police if they all was doing dirty business? You know what I'm saying? The fuck I'm talking about. So shit, I say Tekashi gonna be all right, and Shotty going down the fuck here. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause at the end of the day, if you Shotty, you fucked up. Not Tekashi know everything y'all tried to do to him, and he gonna get out, and he gonna have that bread. And Tekashi, baby mama, Sarah, she fucked. Because she letting all the shit go. She kicking herself in the ass. All these interviews and shit. Like a buffoon. Oh, lost ass. Come on, man. With this Sharpay hair she got on her head, man. Come on, man. Get this bitch out of here, man. Come on, y'all. Hey. This is Trey James Podcast, man, and we get real around this bitch. There ain't none of that goofy-ass foo-foo shit. This is that real, raw, motherfucking podcast. I'm cussing. I'm doing all that shit. This ain't for your kids to listen to. This ain't for none of that shit. It's just for this how I'm feeling. This for people that's going to vibe with Triggs. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I call myself the best fucking, best damn podcast. Because that's what the fuck I feel like. It's my shit. Triggs Amos Podcast. Damn it, that's the best podcast I heard. Fucker. Anywho, y'all know we got that merch. I'll be posting the merch soon on my Facebook site. My Facebook site. At Triggs Amos Podcast. Soon, we will be having the pins. The Triggs Amos Podcast pins. We will be having the Triggs Amos Podcast mouse pads. Triggs Amos Podcast t-shirts, sweaters, and hoodies. Also, we gonna have all type of Triggs Amos Podcast shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just keep your eyes open, man. It's about to be a takeover. Straight out of Saginaw, Michigan. Triggs Amos. Don't forget that shit, motherfucker. Yeah. You're like, why he cuss so much? Fuck you. Anywho, I'm going to wrap this shit up, man. It's your boy, Triggs Amos. God body love, bitch. And don't forget to show love. Share this shit. Tell everybody about it. Triggs Amos Podcast. Go like the page. Trigs Amos on all social medias. Hit me up in the inbox. Y'all got suggestions on shows? Hit me up. What the fuck? Don't forget, I got merch on the way. And shit. Oh, yeah, if you want to show love by donating, hit that motherfucking Cash App, $TrigsAmos. I repeat, if you want to show love by donating, hit that Cash App at $TrigsAmos. And don't forget, this ain't no fucking gimmick. Ain't no DJ Academics. I'm out this bitch. Krah, krah.